Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and we always appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, bringing them to you today here on the C2P platform. You know, if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, they're free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then their draft bios, along with these interviews, are available at collegepro.com. Today we have a fantastic guest. He really, really made his name for himself at the BC Pro Day. And I think he turned some heads there, but none other than the converted quarterback to tight end from Maine, Drew Belcher. Drew, welcome to the program. How's the morning treating you?
So far, so good. Thanks for having me on.
Nice. Well, we appreciate you. You know, you got a great buzz going around you. I mean, we're underneath a month away, you know, to this draft get started in Nashville. I mean, coming in with that quarterback position usually is the case. I don't know if it's the same case with you, but I mean, from way back Pop Warner days, were you kind of always the kid under center?
Not really. I didn't, you know, back in Pop Warner, when I first started playing, I was initially like a running back and a fullback. And I played linebacker a little bit. And it wasn't until probably my second to last year of Pop Warner, where they call the B team, is when I started playing quarterback, and then I played during that by the A team, and then during my high school years. So I wasn't exactly a quarterback my whole life. I'd say probably seventh, eighth grade is when I really started playing quarterback. So, yeah.
And then obviously it brings you up in the main, and I think this is where the story. I mean, you've probably talked and done so much, you know, interviews about this, but I mean, I think going from a quarterback and then, you know, changing to the tight end position in your collegiate career. I mean, I think the mental aspect of that had to be a little bit tough to get over. I mean, just because of the pride factor. But it seems like you really, you know, you took it on and you relished in the idea of maximizing your, you know, talents for the team. Just kind of talk about what that was like in your mindset once you knew that you were going to make that switch once you were at Maine.
Yeah, you know, obviously, yeah, it was hard at first. You know, you play a position for such a long time, and you know, initially when I went into Maine, I started games as a true freshman at quarterback. So I initially was like, you know, I've won games in this position before, so that's kind of, you know, it made it tough. But we had a offense change, we had a coaching change after my sophomore year, and it was more of a pro style approach offensively, and I was more of a dual threat quarterback. There would be times in games where I was carrying the ball, you know, 15, 20 times in college. And so from a style approach, it wasn't exactly my fit. So when the coaches pulled me aside, you know, we'll use you athletically, you could fit perfectly as tight end. You know, I already had the build. I was already like 230. I had to put on some weight. But, you know, yeah, so obviously it was difficult at first. But at the end of the day, I think it was something that was for the betterment of the team and for the better of myself.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Drew Belcher, the standout from Maine here on the C2P. And that's why we love bringing these guys on, because you can actually just kind of see, hey, he switched. But now we're starting to kind of know why and how that developed. So much to learn about this young man. So kind of let's take us into this. I mean, so, you know, you moved to the new position. I mean, what are you still learning? What are the biggest question marks you hear from NFL evaluators? And on the flip side, Drew, I mean, what are those home run abilities that you bring to the position that they're going to fall in love with?
You know, I think my whole first year kind of playing tight end was really a learning experience. I really only switched position. I was in a quarterback battle before my junior year, and then I switched positions before the first game of the year. We were playing at UNH. and I ended up playing 50 snaps in that game at tight end. So I really liked that whole season. My junior year was a learning experience, and even a good amount of my senior year, because I was more of a move tight end my whole junior year. I didn't really have the weight or the strength to do the inline traditional Y tight end stuff. And then my senior year is when I did all that, and I was still kind of learning that throughout the year. And so obviously, you know, one of the biggest question marks was my strength and my build and, you know, from NFL teams. But I think, you know, I hit 225 for 16 on the bench for my pro days. So I think that's something, you know, I answered that question that, you know, I have the strength. And once I started benching more, because obviously as a quarterback, you don't lift as much upper body, as shoulder issues. So once I just started doing that training more, I was fine. But in terms of me, you know, I'm a versatile guy. I lined up pretty much every single position on the offense besides, you know, O-line. I was outside, I was inside, I was a Y, I was an F. I played and took a snap of running back. I took wildcat quarterback. So I was able to do different things. And I think my versatility is something that, you know, is important at the next level. And I think it's something that, you know, will help me.
DeDrew, now when we do the interviews, I have a notebook and you know, it's filled with just pages and pages of interviews with guys. And by the time usually done, you know, I'll have half the page. I'm on two pages of trying to scramble to pick out all the positive things. I mean, there is so much to talk about with you. And I'm saying this because I've never actually had to use two pages. But like I said, we still got half an interview left. And like I said, there's so much, you know what I mean? I mean, to think that a week before your junior season, you're just like, hey, you know what, I'm the quarterback battle, and, you know, and then lo and behold, a week later, you know, you're doing, you know, starting a tight end or moving to the tight end position. I mean, there's just so much to talk about. It's very remarkable. And like I said, there's a success and the turnaround and the athleticism, I think, obviously showed at the pro day. And again, that's why we're talking. You've done everything you can to maximize that ability. And like I said, you got a great pulse. How comfortable do you feel? I mean, is it a more of an H-back role, a tight end? I mean, in terms of just where you think teams, you know, are going to line you up at?
You know, I'm comfortable at all positions. I think teams more view me as a move tight end, more of an H-back type role.
Okay.
But I've done all that stuff. I played my whole senior season. I really was, like, the only Y we had on the roster, the only true Y. So I took every true Y snap when I had to, but they would move me around, and so I got a good amount of snaps at the move tight end position, and that's all I did my junior year. So that's something I'm extremely comfortable with. But I'm extremely comfortable with the wide tight end. I took a lot of snaps there, and then, you know, I was flexed out a lot, and I played some even some fullback at some times. So, you know, I think Team 5 view me more so as a move tight end to each back, but, you know, I'm comfortable all over the place.
Definitely. Once again, Drew Belcher, the standout from Maine, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And as always, iTunes and Blog Talk Radio's free avenues to download and listen to these podcasts at your leisure if you care to. For you, I mean, these last few months, I mean, just training and getting prepped, I mean, kind of take us through the mindset. You know, what's it like just an everyday approach? I mean, I guess, you know, you wake up this morning, what's a typical day as you kind of prepare for this thing?
Yeah, so in terms of the pro day training, I was at police in Woburn, Massachusetts. I'm from Reading, Massachusetts. So I was actually a town or someplace I've trained, you know, kind of throughout my whole life, athletic evolution. And it was me and a group of about six other guys, kids kind of from all over. We had a kid from University of Illinois. We had a kid from Syracuse, Elon, another kid from Maine, and a kid from Boston College. And so that was kind of a, you know, we go Monday through Saturday, 2 days every single week. We do our running in the morning sessions, and we come back and we lift in the afternoon. And then on Wednesdays, we do position work, kind of, you know, there was a few O-linemen, so we do some O-line stuff. And then I'd, you know, catch some passes also on Wednesday, and then do a similar type of thing on Saturday. So, it was a grind, and then, you know, but it's good. You get used to it after a while, and, you know, it's good being around a bunch of guys or in a similar situation as you and in the same boat and trying to reach the same goals.
Definitely. And how about this question? And this is just to benefit you. I mean, what don't we know about you in terms of you know, maybe just the new nuances of the position. Maybe you're a team captain, weight room warrior. It seems like you always have to have a good football IQ to make the adjustments so quickly. Or maybe the defense you or offense you were in didn't allow you to showcase certain skills at the tight end position. I mean, what do these scouts need to know about if they're listening in to benefit you?
You know, yeah, I mean, in terms of the weight room stuff, actually, it's funny. When I was still a quarterback, I won our team's weight room award. It's just like, and that's based off, you know, numbers and squad, all that stuff. I won, we called it at University of Maine, we called it the Main Man Award. I actually won that as a quarterback, and my quarterback coach kind of gave me some crap for that. He was like, you're a meathead, huh? But, you know, so I've always been that's how I've always been in the weight room. And then this past season, I was a team captain. It was the first time we've had team captains at the University of Maine. And probably, you know, we usually did game captains, but this is the first year that we did team captains for the whole season. So it was me and one other teammate. So that was good. But, yeah, I think another thing is we played in a traditional pro-style offense. We've done a lot of things. Our verbiage and our terminology is similar to NFL teams. We have, you know, we use the same concepts, same run game, even a lot of the same words. So I think that's something that's, you know, extremely beneficial to me. I've played in a traditional pro-style offense, and I think that should be make my transition to the next level easier.
Actually, and I mean, you're never going to doubt your abilities, Drew, but, I mean, do you sometimes look at, like, I mean, maybe, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what kind of quarterback, but you kind of look at like, wow, what a blessing for this coaching change. And for me, you know, maybe we're not talking if you just remain the quarterback in Maine. Is that fair? I mean, is that something you think about, like how lucky you are to make this position change and kind of emerge of, you know, as a, you know, a late round possible, you know, priority free agent come draft time?
Yeah, I think, you know, it kind of leads you to the, you know, everything happens for a reason type of deal. I don't think, you know, I don't think I would have translated to an NFL caliber type quarterback, but I think it's worked out well in terms of tight end, just my size, my ability, athleticism, and stuff like that. So I think, yeah, no, you hit, you know, the nail on the head there. I think that's a good point, and it kind of, I guess, everything happens for a reason. I guess you kind of got to believe that to an extent.
Definitely. And how about this one? I mean, and this is a cliche question. I mean, comparisons? I mean, is there anybody that you kind of look and say, hey, you know what, this guy's in the, you know, the next level. He's somebody that, I pattern my game after?
You know, there's not necessarily. I think, you know, I'm a guy who's going to be able to move around and play a lot of different areas, a lot of different positions in the offense. I can't think of, you know, not anyone necessarily I can think of off the top of my head, but, you know, just a guy who's versatile, who can do a lot of different things.
Awesome stuff. Now, and we got one more question before we go off in the office, some off-the-wall stuff. Point, Drew, do you kind of get the sense, once you make the move to tight end, that you're going to have an opportunity to kind of get to the next level? I mean, when does that sink in?
Yeah, I think, I mean, my coaches who are, you know, two of them are, the two coaches who switched me over to tight end are actually two guys who are in the NFL right now. One guy is assistant receivers coach of the Rams. Another guy is assistant tight ends coach of the Lions. But when they were at Maine, they initially were the ones who said, you know, we've seen guys with similar skill set, similar athleticism, similar size. You know, we know you can make this switch. And actually, in that UNH game, the first game I played a week before the season started, I had like four catches or so for 60-something yards, and, you know, I was still trying to get lined up, trying to hit the three-point stand. So, you know, it was something that came kind of naturally to me, you know, and it's worked out so far.
Awesome stuff. Once again, the main standout tight end converted from the quarterback position and on his path towards the 2019 NFL draft is none other than Drew Belcher, our guest this morning. Drew, before we let you go, we do like to have some fun with you guys. We call it three and out with a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Is there anything that you're just completely awful at? Could be cooking, I don't know, drawing. Is there anything that you're just not good at?
Honestly, this comes to mind, ice skating. I can't, like, I can't even stand on ice skates. I don't know why I'm skating my head, but Not even close. I used to have a lot of hockey friends when I was younger, and they always used to have their birthday parties there, and I'd just go and I'd just have a miserable time. So I'd say ice skating.
Excellent stuff. And how about this one? This is kind of, I mean, it's one of the questions we ask. It's usually, who had the most bizarre nickname amongst your teammates at Maine? Could be you or a teammate. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
The most bizarre nickname. We had one of my teammates whose name was Scoop, but his real name was just Jeff Devon. And so no one really knew why his name was Scoop, but it just, everyone called him that. Like, everyone knows him as, like, I think my mom even calls him Scoop. But no one understands, like, I think no one ever asked, like, wait, why is your name Scoop? It doesn't make any sense, but I think that's probably the weirdest one.
Awesome. And then the final one, and this is, we've been asking this question for over a decade, and we always tally up the names before our last episode, before the draft, and announce who was invited to the most dinners. Female celebrities, Drew, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
They asked me this question at our conference media day. I'm going to stick with the same answer. Kendall Jenner. I think that'd be my pick.
Nice. You know, what's funny is my wife, my kids, everybody in the household, you know, they'll have the Kardashians on and all this stuff. But I know who Kim is, and I don't know if it's sad, but if you actually show me all the girls, I would know Kim. And then, you know, for all the money in the world, I'd be guessing on all the others. They're beautiful. But nonetheless, I don't really know which one's Chloe or which one, you know, this one or that one. But again, you know, my wife says, you know, and then she calls me an idiot. She goes, you're an idiot. You know that. I go, well, you know, I try my best. But hey, Drew, man, you've been fantastic. And again, I'm so appreciative of you taking some time because there's such a tremendous buzz, you know, and I know our draft, you know, freaks out there on Twitter and social media were excited to know that you were coming on just because, like I said, you know, they love the draft. And, you know, anytime you can kind of find that diamond in the rough or that guy that, you know, has a great pulse but nobody knows about, you know, people love to get on it, and you fit that to a T. But, hey, man, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be best, my man.
Yep, thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Drew Belcher, the standout tight end from Maine. And, again, going back to all the notes, I don't know how I'm going to tease his Twitter thing because there's just so much to talk about. I mean, you can talk about quarterback who was the, you know, weight room warrior. You could talk about, you know, just him converting from the, you know, quarterback to tight end position. You could talk about 1 week and the guy's, you know, fighting for a quarterback job. And then, you know, the next thing he's, you know, in line blocking, lining up at the Y position, playing tight end. So much to discuss about him. So appreciative of taking some time. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P. I'm gonna go get some coffee.